right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? I'm going to give a shout-out to Berea, to Richard.
To Richard and
the
Berea.
The professor.
The professor.
He laid out on us tonight.
I'm telling you, it's hard to find good help anymore.
It is, but...
And boy, we're going to put him on a prayer list.
He's here. Yeah. He's here with us.
He's with us in spirit.
There you go.
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend. If you watch YouTube, he plays Elvis also, Tim Greer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the way from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both of them in the studio. So, how's your week been? Like, everything, we've been wide open.
We have been wide open. I was going to say, you're asking me. We've been together all week. I mean, it was like...
Not like that.
No, but yeah. we've been doing a lot of traveling.
He's a nice guy, doing
a lot of show stuff and all that
and
stuff.
And it is kind of early in the week.
Well, we've had a lot going on since we recorded last, though.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of excitement. Since we recorded last...
It rained.
I got a 68 Cadillac. It's rained like pouring pee out of a boot. We went to the Hendrix Motorsports.
First, before we went to Hendrix, we filmed.
Yeah, we filmed.
Then went to Hendrix.
Then.
Married a couple. Then filmed.
With the Cadillac. Then.
Filmed.
Went to Backspeed Shop. Filmed some more. Hendrix Motorsports. Went through the Hendrix Museum.
Yes.
His private collection.
Yes.
And I touched every car there.
Did he have any Ramblers?
Not a one. He's got two Porsches, one Ferrari, four Fords. Three of them are powered by Chevrolet engines, and the rest are all GM products.
And nine of customs by...
Yeah, he's got like different customs. Yeah, he got a few customs.
And did you touch all of them because there was a sign that said, do not touch?
Exactly. Yes. Now he's in every one of them.
And that guy had to come back behind us and polish them out.
I'm like, don't you hate that?
Nice greasy hand across it.
But he's got some neat stuff.
What was your favorite?
You know what? I'm a little different. Shut up, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
but I'm a little different.
And don't care who knows it.
Out of the 236 cars that
241.
There, them two. 241 cars. You got to think about it. We've got Don the Snake Perdomo's Hot Wheels Dragster. We got Tom McEwen's Hot Wheels Dragster.
Really?
Drag boats and Chevelles. 67 Corvettes, coupes and convertibles. He has every color combination available.
46 of them.
But this is the thing that's cool. Every color combination available. Well, about what is it, last year or 2 years ago, they said, actually, you don't have every color available because they did make one convertible that was special ordered by the Mary Kay Cosmetics Company in primer.
Red
oxide primer, because GM wouldn't paint it pink.
That's right.
So they ordered a brand new car in primer and then had it painted. Well, that car got restored back in red primer, and it's in the collection. So he has every color combination available.
All 46.
Did you know that it's against the law to sell a Mary Kay car used? That they have got to have it painted.
Well, yes, and I've sold a lot of them. I know.
A friend of mine bought one at an auction, and they called him and made him bring it back, and basically gave him his money back because it had to be painted before it was sold.
The thing is, I'll be honest with you, you're never going to sell it anyway because there's not many people going to want it.
Is that because they have a trademark on the color or something like
that? I don't know how they've done it.
Well, they keep it from people like being, because Mary Kay could, like, does visits, like house calls. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess somebody could be a... fake.
They're trying to fake it.
Yeah. Well, the little
kind of like impersonating a police officer, but you're impersonating a cosmetologist.
The tour lady that was giving us the tour, she said that Mary Kay actually owns the patent for that color. It's like a special patent.
All
color.
I know is I had a guy named Wormy at the Econo Paint that would pop them gloss white, refrigerator white.
Yep.
For $600, jams inside and out. He mixed the white with a boat oar. It was in a 55-gallon drum.
A boat oar.
Of paint.
And paint the Mary Kay cars.
And paint them white.
Yep.
You know how many white Cadillacs I've sold in my life? A lot.
I'm guessing.
But when
it comes down to favorite cars, mine, they had a 58 Impala convertible, 4 miles on it. White with red interior. That was mine.
That's worthless, though. What can you do with a car with four miles on it?
Absolutely nothing.
What are you going to do with a 60-year-old car with 4 miles on it?
Look at it.
There's a good chance you're not going to start it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I guarantee you're not going to drive it.
But you got to admit, though, a 58 Impala convertible is beautiful.
It's cool. To me, probably my favorite is the Z16 65 Chevelle, which I kind of got a soft spot for those. But the big block 396 Chevelle, he's got one of those. They only made 200 of them. And he has one of those, black, with a black vinyl top. I like that.
Now, if I was going to get one to drive, I would probably say that big block SS Rare Nova that he has, whatever it was.
That too. I don't know. I mean, he's got a lot of got a lot of everything.
Some rare big block.
But this guy's got a little bit of everything. Like, he bought like cool cars from his childhood. He has a Dairy Queen inside his museum, a fully functional Dairy Queen. Do you realize what you could do if you could just have a chocolate dip cone at any given time?
And it works. And he loves ice cream, and that's what he does. He comes there to his own Dairy Queen. He bought a Dairy Queen franchise just to put a Dairy Queen in his.
Do you realize?
I'm guessing it's not a grill and chill. It's just the ice cream.
It's just a DQ. Exactly. We're not getting chicken fingers, but you are. I mean, just think. If you want a Mr. Misty, you can get it anytime you want.
What did he have? The Dairy Queen? He had the.
He's got a fire station in there, like a faux fire station, a general store, a speed shop, a radio station.
Yeah, radio station.
This thing's huge.
City Chevrolet.
Yeah, he's got a City Chevrolet with his original desk in it, all that stuff.
With the Days of Thunder cars.
It's like a little diorama set. It's like it's almost like you're walking through a model train village.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got it set up. It's insane.
He's got Ricky's Motorcycle Shop in there now.
Yeah, he's got that. And he's got, I mean, just several little shops and things like that. But he's also got, like, there was a police officer in the town he grew up in Virginia. He has the police car that he got pulled over in with.
He was actually banned from his own city.
Yeah, they ran him out of the own city he lived in. They ran him out of town. And then, like, they gave him to the key to the city, like, 40 years later. And he ended up buying the original patrol car.
That's pretty strong.
Did you find that on VinWiki to find the actual car? Like,
Well, first of all, it was like a 68 Dodge something, so he ain't going to find it on VinWiki because it's got like a 10-digit VIN. But it's like they tracked it down, and they restored it and put it in his museum. And it's got all those creepy mannequins in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're just kind of like.
So is this open to the public or is it
private?
It's probably about 1,000 people a year get to go through there. It's usually NASCAR sponsors and things like that.
Yeah, if you're lucky, it's 1,000 people a year.
Yeah, about around 1,000 people a year get to go through there. So that was kind of neat to actually get to see that stuff. That was actually my second trip through, but it changes. Like they said he's got, three other buildings?
Three other warehouses.
With more cars than that in each one that he just kind of rotates.
You just have to be one of the cool kids to get in.
Yeah.
What do you say he had? 60, they just changed it up.
Yeah, he had 60 Camaros in there the other week, or for last year for the 60th anniversary of the Camaro.
He had all 60, in which now they're in the warehouse.
Well, 2 years ago, I guess, would be the
They're all in their warehouse, in his warehouse. He owns every one of them.
The 50th, not the 60th.
Whatever it was.
The 50th, yeah, math.
Some, whatever it was, but.
Don't question me.
But yeah, he even has Boyd Coddington's personal collection, which is 9 hot rods.
Yeah, he's got and all those Bear Jackson cars, like you see, like he buys the charity ones.
Yep.
He's got like charity row, and it's just these cars like with like 1 mile on them, you know, or the first of a certain VIN or whatever. So, yeah, they're telling a story about how he paid like some outrageous amount for like the very first C6 Corvette. And then he paid for this insane amount for a very first Z06. But then the last C7 Corvette said, yeah, he run the bid to $2 million. And he said he really doesn't like having the last of something. He likes getting the first. And he quit.
Yeah, $2
million. And so, it went at 2.5 or something.
The other people bidding probably went, son of a...
He just run us up.
It actually went to $2.5 million is what you said.
I'm telling you. Well, I tell you what. We're trying to get that $2.5 million, but we're going to have to take a commercial break. Guys, hang tight. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Cooper Miller.
What's going on?
Well, I messed that up. You're the financial analyst / all-around cool car guy, not numbers guru. Damn it, Professor, you're throwing off the rotation.
It's the, yeah.
It's just throwing me off.
I guess I can do 1 + 1, though. I'm pretty good
at that. Okay, well, the basic math guru, Kobe Miller.
I want to give a shout-out to Matt Lowe in Franklin, North Carolina. He's one of our listeners. Seems like a pretty cool guy.
I like Franklin. It's a cool town.
It is a cool little town. Small town.
It's a small town, but a good town.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I've been there.
So, Matt Lowe, what up?
What up? All the way in Franklin, North Carolina. And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
That's right. I'm here.
Present.
Present.
Present. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
So, you know, this week, Kobe had a good idea. He's like, you know, we talk about hot rods, we talk about gassers, we talk about mini trucks, and we talk about all this stuff. Thanksgiving's coming up. You know, by the time you're hearing this, this actually be after Thanksgiving. You'll be eating your turkey sandwiches.
Yep, laying on a couch.
But the thing you gotta think about, though, is grocery getters. Like, going to the grocery. What do you drive to? Tim, what do you drive to the grocery store?
I don't go.
You don't go to the grocery store.
What does your wife drive to the grocery store?
She drives a Lexus.
There you go.
She's a hot rod hypocrite.
She's a hot rod hypocrite.
But, you know, this, what I was thinking about is, you know, not only some guys do drive some not so cool sporty cars, but women mostly, soccer moms, stuff like that, they got to get to the grocery store. What do they drive now? Most of them, back in the day, it was station wagon. Then it went to minivans. Then it went to small SUVs. Now it's large SUVs.
Well, I mean, I think it depends on, like, the kids you have. You know how many kids? Like, you have some, you got like 7 kids. Well, yeah. You need a 15-passenger van.
That's right.
I mean, you know, you got a lot of tricycle motors, and you got to transport them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but, you
can't
know,
throw them in the bed of your truck no more.
Now, see, I love the little minivan craze. I kind of like little minivans.
I like, well, we were talking about minivans before the show. The Astro van is literally awesome. Made out of whip leather. That's the toughest vehicle ever made.
Yep.
It is one of the best vehicles General Motors has ever manufactured.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, it was those things, you can't kill them. I've seen those things with 700,000 miles.
Yep. Mine.
And they all leak oil, but they keep going.
Mine has, got a low idle skip.
Mine has 232,000 original miles. The transmission,
OG miles.
The transmission, those were known around 100,000 have some issues. That was sorted before I got it. The rear end had some 100,000 mile issues. That was sorted before I got it. I have done a lot of hauling. I had about 2,500 pounds of equipment in the back of it that it carted around all the time, and it never gave me any grief. It always did what I asked all the time.
I've come to the conclusion, the 4.3 V6, and I mean, I know this is Hot Rods and Happy Hour, and I don't want to get off on a bad rant with this, but the 4.3 V6, probably one of the best engines GM ever made next to the small block, just the small block Chevrolet in general.
I will put it right there with the Ford 300 straight six. Them two motors right there,
I would put a 4.3 next to the reliability of a 300 six.
Yep. Them two right there, you'll never kill.
They are. They're tough. I mean, I will just say that. I mean, they're great engines.
Back 20 years ago, I had one. It was burgundy. It was an 87 model, two-wheel drive, 4.3. And I was in the bar business. And on Thursday night, we had college night, so I would go buy as much beer as I possibly could and put it in the beer barrels. And I would absolutely fill that truck up from the back seat back. And I swear, it would be sitting like a, you know, the Carolina – what they call it?
Carolina squat.
And it was probably 5 miles. And I swear to you, I would have to hit the brakes to get it to turn.
Let the wheels hit the ground.
And you pull up to a red light and goes, but it hauled it. It did it every time.
But it did it, though. I tell you. So, everybody's got a 4.3 V6 story. All right. All right. So, this is when I was working at CarMax. My dad, being the cheap ass he is, we needed a service truck, and, you know, I always loved the best perk of working at CarMax. I mean, this is, hell, I was 19. The best part of working at CarMax is the wholesale lane out back, like the cars people trade in.
That's right. Because
people will trade in some pretty good stuff in CarMax. If it's over 10 years old, they don't even look at it. So you'd be shocked. I mean, what would be back there? And they'd only let you buy one car a year. Well, I figured out a trick is you give the money to like one of these dumb little sales, but they're probably gonna be there 3 months anyway, and let him go buy it for you. Because it's all one price, you know, it's just basically they want their money back, that's all it is. Mm-hmm. And you'd be shocked at what you could buy out of there for nothing. And what people would trade in just to get a check for it instantly. So I was going through the hosting lane. There was a 92 Chevrolet truck with a work box on, so like a 92 long bed, half ton, 4.3 V6 automatic, no air from the factory, just a base model. And the only thing I knew is they ran a Carfax on everything. It belonged to Home Depot, the original owner of it. Now, keep in mind, this was in 2000, so 8 years old. And it had 232,000 miles on it. Cranked it up, ran good, drove good. All right. I drove that truck. We bought it for $1,900. I mean, hell, the work truck bed off the back of it was worth more than that. Drove it there. We changed the oil in it. I drove that truck. My dad drove that truck for 2 years. I went to work at the shop. I drove it for five. We sold it to a customer of ours for $5,000. They drove it for another 5 years. It got hit in the front and totaled. They fixed it, drove it all the way up to somebody, the radiator split in it. We put a radiator in it while we had it, a $199 radiator. The radiator started leaking it after it was fixed the second time. And they ran it red hot. They finally blew the motor. It had 496,000 miles on that thing. The doors were falling off of it. You know, those Chevrolet trucks, notorious for the hinge pins. I mean, the doors were wore away. There was nothing left. And it was still going. Like, you could not. It was like a Home Depot rental truck. This thing was made out of, it was like impossible. It was the silly putty of vehicles. You can't break it.
That's why I love that Astro. I will not get rid of it. I have no reason to. It's a great van.
At the end of time, let me tell you what's going to be around: cockroaches, koozies, and the 4.3 V6.
Yep,
I'm telling you,
you can't beat them.
And soccer moms love like the minivans. And that's the thing, like you see, Astro van with 300,000 miles. Hell, that's low miles.
Yep,
man, that's just now getting broke in good. It's pretty bad. Diesel trucks can't compete with a 4.3 V6.
That's exactly right.
There's 18 wheelers that can't compete in mileage with a 4.3 V6.
That is the other thing, is I get 19 miles to the gallon. It doesn't matter if it's empty, full of stuff, towing something, 19 miles to the gallon, guaranteed.
I'll tell you what else guarantees these damn commercial breaks every time. Guys, we're talking about grocery getters this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone? Being Richard ain't here, I'm going to give a shout-out to our married couple.
That's right. You know, we actually I married somebody. I'm like a jack of all trades. You diesel truck acting up. You need to buy a used car. You like classic cars. You got a race you need called. Hey, you need some radio advertising. You need to put on a car show. Now you want to get hitched? I got you covered.
All under one roof.
I feel like that guy on Hee Haw that does everything. You know what I mean?
Yep. Do you also supply the shotguns for the wedding?
I have dabbled in dentistry. I'm just throwing that out there. What now?
Do you also supply the shotguns for the wedding?
You know, this is a classy establishment.
And knocking somebody's teeth out does not mean that you are a dentist.
It's extraction, okay? Extractions. That's what I specialize in.
Yeah, we did everything. We held it, we staged it, we photographed it, we did everything.
That's right. And we got an old Matt, an old camera guy.
For $69.95.
He's a hell of a videographer. You know what I'm saying?
Payments of $49.95.
Exactly. Yeah. We break it into two easy payments.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying. And then I want to open up a Rob's divorce service. You know what I'm saying? Next door. You know. But
and I give the financial and counseling.
If you bring your receipt in from the wedding, we give you 10% off. Oh,
the frequent flyer discount.
And then when she takes half your stuff, come over to Rob's Used Cars. We'll fix you up. You know.
Sell you a nice new Cadillac.
That's right. You know what heals a broken heart? A Cadillac. Just saying. It was nice. It was kind of neat. I actually married somebody in my garage.
It was a lot of fun yesterday.
Which, I mean, it's kind of sacred place for me, you know, so it works.
So it's one of those things you're like 5 years later, let's go back where we were married. Oh, it's Rob's garage.
That's my garage. No. Don't be touching my stuff. And then he said, you think I can drive a Camaro out? No. 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 No.
What was they driving?
Silverado.
A Silverado. Huh. But you know what? They're hitched. They be wed.
One whole
thing. I mean, if you think about it.
Did you have to read vows and stuff?
Yeah, I did all that. Do I look like that guy?
This was professional. I mean,
if anybody in the world knows about weddings, whether participating or spectating, I've been in a lot of them, you know? Yeah. So
you videoed it?
Yes.
Are we going to put it on YouTube?
You damn right. Yes. Content. Really?
Yes. I mean, this thing was right. I mean, we had it down to the thing. It even said just married on the back window.
Of the caddy.
We had it all planned out, all laid out. I mean, she walked down.
You know what blows my mind? Everything. Women take years to plan weddings. Me, Kobe, Matt, riding down the road from Charlotte, planned it, had it the next day, went flawlessly. Perfect. Yep. Boom.
In a matter of an hour riding from Charlotte, we planned this whole wedding and
Hot Rods and Happy Hour Wedding Planning Services.
And we executed it.
You ever thought about having it in my garage?
And believe it or not, the whole wedding cost under $10.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, then you're doing it wrong.
And five of that was in shoe polish.
So it was.
So you got to be doing like everybody else where you charge $10,000 for the venue to have it for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. And then we got a cleanup fee. And then we got a, you know what I'm saying. It's totally legit.
But it was a lot of fun having that little wedding.
Did y'all supply the bridesmaids?
No. We didn't have no pretty bridesmaids or anything. The bride was cute.
We had one. There was a ring.
The bride was cute.
A ring bearer guy.
Yeah, we had a ring bearer guy. He had arms on about the size of your leg. You ain't going to talk about his mama.
Are you sure it wasn't a ring bearer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He was.
Watch your mouth now. He may be listening.
That is Sean from EMF Autos and Audio. Auto.
Yeah. That was not bonafide with that statement.
Spartanburg.
I want to step out on a limb and say that was not Rob nor the preacher. You know.
It's Murderberg. Get it right.
Murderberg.
Well, go see him over there because that's what's going to happen to you. Keep talking.
I'm telling you.
And maybe I like bears. You don't know.
You never know.
Well, you'd be wrestling that one.
Okay. So anyway, but speaking of married, if you married up, you know what? You got to go to the grocery store.
That's right.
My mama didn't do that. Well, my mom, she went to the grocery store, but it's kind of like, I don't really know why she went. She went to the grocery store to buy Debbie cakes because that's about all we ever had in the house to eat because my mom didn't cook. My mom, every time she touched the stove, it started getting hot, so she quit messing with it, you know?
Last time my wife touched hers, it caught on fire because so much dust on top of it.
I want to tell you something. My mom, you know what? We used to hide her Christmas presents in the stove because, you know, she never looked there. I mean, you think I'm joking. That's the truth. But that's just how you grow up, though. I mean, you talk about, like, holiday traditions. And everybody's talking about, well, yeah, you know, we're going to smoke. Or like Kobe's talking about. Kobe's over here like friggin' Emerald. But yeah, we'll smoke these turkeys, and all you do is put you a dash of this and a dash of that on there, a dash of this. I'm going to tell you something. We didn't do that. If it wasn't literally for, like, the two restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving Day, and this was back in the day before nothing was open on Thanksgiving Day. So if it wasn't for those two restaurants, we'd be at Hungry Man Dinners for Thanksgiving.
Because that would be Waffle House and what else?
Exactly. I never forget, we had Chinese food for Thanksgiving one year.
Really?
She
never cooks?
Never.
There's a lot of people.
Do y'all have a stove?
They do, but it's like a model house, like a display.
There's a lot of people that do Chinese every year as a tradition. Like, that's their thing. They'll have friends over, and they'll just get Chinese food.
We don't. We don't have a tradition.
He did it one time.
Because Mama don't cook. That's why.
Well, I mean, that's a different reason.
She can't cook. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I'm going to tell you something. Is your mama listening? She probably is.
Oh, yeah, she will be.
I want to tell you a story about my mama. I want to tell you something. This is straight up God's honest truth. All right. My mom got the wild hair. She was going to do some baking.
Baking.
So she was going to turn Betty Crocker on us all of a sudden.
Were these special brownies by chance?
No.
Okay.
She decided she was going to make fudge. Well, you next thing you know, she hears some pots and pans rattling in there and all kinds of stuff. Hell, next thing you know, it starts smelling good in the house. What? You know? Well, me and Dad, I mean, I was probably 10, 11 years old, and there was pans of fudge all on the counter. And I'm like, damn, check that out. Well, smells good. You know how it smells, you know?
Yep.
And just, you know, that chocolate going through the house, you know? And And I mean, me and Danny are like, man, look at old mom done showed up. Mom, I think she left somewhere or something like that. So anyway, so me and Dad decided to just get us, cut us out a little bit of that and take it with us. Tried it, and it was good. You know, it wasn't quite all the way done, but it was like just, you know what I'm saying. It was good, though. I'm like, man, you know, mom showed up. We went back, and it grew back. I kid you not. When we went back to get more, it already filled itself back in. You don't know how scared I was.
I'm telling you. That's pretty bad.
And so, and Daddy's told me this story several times. When I was little, like they first got married, and my mom said she was going to make hot dogs and make homemade chili. Well, she didn't have any tomato paste. She got tomatoes in the can and just dumped that in there. You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
But.
And didn't cut it up or mush it or.
Luckily for my mother, we could always afford to eat out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the clock and the Hardee's by the house, we probably would have starved to death.
So how is it now at your house?
You know what I do for Thanksgiving? I go to Daytona Beach, Florida to a car show. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I eat Thanksgiving dinner at Denny's on Daytona Beach.
They had probably, I would probably say, one of the best Thanksgiving dinners y'all had last year, though.
Yeah, that was a good one. Actually, Kobe smoked a turkey for us.
Yeah.
We actually did a family, and that's the reason I'm going to Daytona Beach this year. I did my once every 10 years Thanksgiving with my family.
They had a turkey, nothing else.
A turkey. Yeah. Like, literally, like, I took two pieces of loaf bread, a little bit of Duke's, made me a sandwich.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know what? It's time for me to get back to Greenville. You know what I'm saying? I've had enough. I know why I don't do this now.
Yep.
But yeah, that's Thanksgiving. And like Sean over here from EMF Autos and Audio, it was telling us he's going to have 80 people at your Thanksgiving. Well, 80.
We normally have around 80. It's going to be light this year, we think, to only like maybe 50 or 60.
Where do you have all these people at?
So I'm going to New York.
What are we charging by the head?
Amazingly, none.
What do y'all rent out, like the YMCA or something?
Yeah, we get an event hall. Okay. And we used to do it at my uncle's house for the longest time. And then my aunt died. We had there 1 year, and everybody thought, this doesn't feel right anymore. And my uncle's like, yeah, I'm tired of having you all at my house. So
yes, I wouldn't want a bunch. I don't want a bunch of people in my house. See, me and my dad are a lot alike when it comes to that. So like last year, like, everybody brought their kids and stuff. And, you know, you got all the little cousins. And we got little kids. Hell, we got kids I've never seen before. And I mean, they're running around. And my daddy's like, they're packing down my damn carpet. that's my daddy. No, you know? He's in the holiday spirit, you know.
It's funny that you mention that, because to have all these people, we have all of my cousins, all my uncles. But my cousins also have kids. So, like, my dad was one of eight. His sister had eight kids. Some of those kids have had three, four, five kids. So there's just a ton of them. And when they're really young like that, I don't know what kid belongs to what person.
Hell, I'm like that.
I'm related to them, and I don't know.
You should make them all wear the same shirts. If you would just try wearing pink shirts,
name tags, and like your name and where you come from, like a graph or something.
Now, usually once they get over about 10 years old, I'm like, yeah, you're looking a lot like your parents. I know which one you belong to now, but beyond, I'm like, I don't know your name yet.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. All I do know is when you got to take a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about grocery getters right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitt. You kicked me.
I did by accident.
Quit playing footsie with me.
Sorry, buddy.
You're freaking me out, Kobe.
Sorry, buddy.
We ain't them kind of buddies. People don't talk. Anyway, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Legal counsel / all-around cool car guy. Keep your feet to yourself. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? I want to give a shout-out to Devin up in Charlotte. We were just hung out with him most of the weekend.
I do. Devin Moore puts on a heck of an event up there for the Christmas for Kids show.
He does.
Great time. Always, always helping the Shriners. Great guy. Carolina GM Association.
Yep, Carolina GM Association.
That sounds like a gang or something like that. We're the Carolina GM Association. You don't mess with that, you know? Anyway, I don't know, it just seems kind of tough. I don't know. But anyway, and then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Legendary. That's right.
Legendary.
Something like it.
Yeah.
Buy Rolls Royce, got to be fancy now.
Yeah, exactly.
right.
We're fancy like Duke's mayonnaise in a squeeze bottle. Fancy.
That's the best invention ever.
Ever. That's.
They cut out the spread knife.
They did. They limit. They cut the middleman out of that.
Yeah, the metal man.
The metal man.
They're sticking it to the big knife industry.
Yeah, they are. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
You know, we're talking about grocery getters. And now, so me and Kobe riding down the road, and this was Kobe's brainchild, was talking about grocery getters. And this is the thing now. You're talking about a Velari, riding to Thanksgiving in a Velari station wagon.
Yes, a 19...
Dear, that's like a form of child abuse.
Yeah, it was a 1977, and like I told you, me and my youngest cousin, we were the youngest of all our cousins, and my aunt owned this, and we would ride over to my grandparents, my mom's family. They lived about 45 minutes to an hour away. We rode in the back. Now this.
Why was it 45 minutes to an hour? If it broke down or something, then you had to get it back going? Or
just in case a cow was standing in the middle of the road or something, you know.
I thought you grew up in damn Florida. What the hell? You live in Texas or something?
No, there's a lot of cattle fields out there. Alligator. We'll go with an alligator.
Okay, I got you, Okay.
Well, anyways.
Gator.
So we always got the.
Do you ever know anybody with a nickname Gator?
Yes, a lot of people down there.
I worked at AutoZone with a guy like that. Just, come on, Gator.
But anyways, of course, we drew the short end of the stick because we're the youngest. We get all the way in the back in that very back seat looking out the back window, you know, waving at people and stuff like that.
So you can see who hits you first.
Yes.
The safest way to ride in the back of a car.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, they had a seat back there for, I don't know why, but. And I've never understood why it faced backwards. Why didn't it face it forward?
It's for efficiency of getting in and out.
Exactly.
Well, that's what you had to hatch for. That's how we got in.
You know, I remember riding to my grandparents' house because we used to have, when I was smaller, Thanksgiving with my grandparents. And my dad always drove a Corvette, so I always remember sitting in my mother's lap riding to Thanksgiving dinner in a C4 Corvette. And my daddy's like, don't touch my dash.
Another safe way to go.
Because, you know, that's the perfect way to haul your eight-year-old.
I tell you, one of the coolest ones that was, they did have the rear facing seats. Probably one of the last years they ever made it was like the early '90s Buick Roadmasters.
Oh, I love them.
Yes,
I love them.
At the time,
women don't like them, but I love them.
At the time,
I promise you, that.
I didn't. I mean, I was 10 or 11. I didn't appreciate them then. I was like, oh yeah, it's Buick station wagon, whatever. But now I look back and go, those were some of the coolest wagons ever.
Me and my buddy,
and they still are.
Yeah, me and a buddy of mine, Tony Reinhart, Rob has actually heard me talk about him and whatnot. We've talked to him on the radio and stuff. But he lives in Hickory, North Carolina. We were going to Z-Max a couple years ago. Well, I met him at his house. We're on our way. We see one of them sitting on the side of the road for sale. Lock up the brakes, back up. The guy goes, oh, it runs perfect. It needs a power window motor. Ain't worried about no power window motor. What will you take for it? He said, $1,200. We buy it. We take it up to Z-Max. Drove that thing the whole way. Still a great running car. Come back, put a power window motor in it, sold it for $3,500.
Still a day there.
You can't, you know, go. Them things ride really good.
Dak, oh, yeah. Do you know Dak Shepard actually has a road? His daily is a Buick Roadmaster.
Yeah,
that's like hopped up.
Doesn't his have a LS swap in it?
It may be an LS swap, I think it was. But it's got gold BBS wheels on. I do remember that.
Yeah.
On it was a Buick Roadmaster.
It was on
with wood grain.
It was on Jay Leno's garage, wasn't it?
Think so.
I think that's where I saw it.
I had one years ago with a custom tag that said the wood.
The wood.
The wood.
Yeah, they got all the wood grain down the side and then the big glass windows up on the top. And the...
With the
screen.
Yes.
Has a screen on top, too.
It's like those commercials now. Is that a Buick?
Is that a Buick? See, that's the problem now, though. They're not like Buicks anymore. All they are is Chevrolet Equinoxes with Buick emblems on them.
Pretty much.
I mean, it is. It's just, you know, like they got that convertible looking one, which I think kind of thing gets its own thing. But like, I mean, there ain't no old person going to drive a Buick Enclave.
But you know, a lot of people.
I want a Park Avenue, a LeSabre, a Roadmaster. That's Buicks. You know what I mean? Like when you see a Buick station wagon going down the road, you knew it was a Buick. If I see a Buick now, I'm like, oh yeah, it is Buick. You know? When you see the emblem.
But you really think about it. Like we were just talking about the big Buick station wagons. Think about how many moms own one of them Buick station wagons. Haul their kids around.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
That was a perfect Thanksgiving dinner.
They're extremely utilitarian.
They are.
But they were functional as you want to be in it.
It's a half-ton pickup truck is all it is with a camper.
Pretty much.
With a cut-through, you know.
Right.
But Okay, so we go from that to like, but you're talking about Buicks aren't like Buicks anymore. It's like Cadillacs aren't like Cadillacs.
No, they're GM.
But I mean, they're little.
A Corvette.
Well, there's no such thing as like a big Cadillac anymore. Like, I'm gonna give me a big old Cadillac.
The XTS.
You can't do that.
The XTS is.
It's a good sized car, but if you want to compare it to something, it's no bigger than a Seville was in the late 90s.
You know, you take.
I want the sedan DeVille.
You know, you take a Cadillac Escalade. All that is a Suburban or a Tahoe with a Cadillac grille and emblems on it. That's all it is.
I mean, there's a few other little odds and ends, but
some seat emblems.
You know what I'm saying? But there's some other things
based off the same thing.
Yeah, you get a Denali. There's no difference.
No, there is no difference in a Denali, really. Other than one's a GMC and one's a Cadillac. But you know what? The Cadillac brings more money every time.
Because it says Cadillac.
Just it's strictly because of that. The Escalade will bring more than a Denali will. Used. But that's neither here nor there. But it's funny how it's changed. It's went from that being, like you've seen somebody driving that, and you know they're hard up on their luck, or they got a half a dozen youngins. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, soccer moms have got Suburbans and Tahoes and, you know what I'm saying, and these crossover SUVs and all that stuff.
And that's the thing. Nowadays, you – and again, you know, back in the day, if you've seen a minivan, let's say 85% other than the guys that were working at them, you've seen a minivan, it was a mom in it.
Or a stereo shop.
Or – that's what I'm saying. Or a few that are working in a stereo shop.
It's got a speaker wall in it.
You know? Yep. But now you see 90% Tahoes or SUVs. You don't know if it's a guy or
the only van you still see that's popular is the Odyssey.
Yes, they're still.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good little vehicles.
My parents have one, and when they bought it, they told me how much they paid for it. And I said, you paid that much for a Honda Odyssey? And they're getting crazy expensive.
My nephew just drove one from Florida. Had one before it.
That's the one with half a dozen youngins.
Yep. Over a half.
Over half. One. He's got a baker's half dozen.
That's right.
He has six and a quarter
and
kids.
And still had to bring two vehicles.
I mean, you know, you got to stop somewhere. Yep. You know what I mean?
But I have to say that van was pretty awesome.
The world's overpopulated as it is. I'm just throwing that out there.
Do what now?
The world's overpopulated.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody needs to send him a memo. Stop.
But probably... I would say
guys like me and Sean are holding it down. You know what I'm saying?
We're working out.
Well, they're doing the work for you.
Exactly.
I'd probably say besides the Chevy Astro, the Chrysler,
Ford Aerostar.
No, the Chrysler, like Town and Country stuff. Probably the most selling minivan.
Oh,
ever.
Hands down.
Because they was the first.
They were the first. All right. I tell you what ain't a first.
Commercials again.
Every time, man. Every time. Killing me. Guys, we're talking all about minivans. That's right. Right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.